You're listening to Wild by LAS Studios, a show about 10 wild coming-of-age stories from the pandemic infused with joy. If you like this episode, subscribe and start at episode 1. Now, here's the show.
This episode is based on a true story.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Megan, tell me about love.
Oh, man. Well, I can't tell you about love as like a broad term. I can only tell you about the strange love that I've experienced in these last few months. Every day I wake up alone. I brush my teeth alone. And I make my breakfast alone.
The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has ordered that state's nearly 40 million people to stay at home indefinitely.
But when life becomes this island that we never expected, I didn't want to be alone.
To change and love.
I don't know if you know this about me, Eric, but I love love.
Love.
Love is cozy, like a blanket, and comfort food.
I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
Oh, I love that line. But as much as I love love, I hate dating apps.
I admit it, I cannot picture you on a dating app.
Yeah, I was really bad at dating apps.
How are you bad at dating apps?
Dating apps were just so flat. It's like soda without the bubbles, you know? So like I would call people up. We would go out on dates. I would be sitting across from strangers at these beautiful restaurants. But there was just always no chemistry. I felt like I was talking to a wall. And that happened all the time. So I swore them off. And I told myself I was going to meet people in real life.
Yeah. Wait, tell me about that.
Oh, my God.
Like at bars and restaurants and
yeah.
Problems and stuff?
Yeah, well, because...
Did you have a business card or what?
No, I just did old-fashioned. Yeah, well, because...
What are some Megan Tan pickup lines?
It's not a line. It's so basic. So the first thing you do is you catch their eye. Like...
Uh-huh. Oh. Is that it?
Kind of. I'm trying.
I mean, that's a very obvious... Yeah, that one's like, for sure, come over here.
And then you smile. And then you literally just get closer to them, any vicinity. And okay. Then you literally say anything. Hey, where'd you get that donut? I like your shoes. I really like your face. What's your name? So, real lifelines, they worked for me. At bars, salsa clubs, farmers markets. There was this one time at Home Depot, I was just trying to get some bleach and I started talking up with this guy in my aisle. He gave me his number and we went out. But then...
California is shutting down again. Today, Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the statewide closure of indoor restaurants, bars, and other entertainment venues. He says an average of...
When all of the bars in the country close down, my love for love does too.
Are you there?
Yep.
It's going to be so wonderful for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to have a dog.
Yeah.
I have a good home, and I think I'll be strict and playful and caring.
Yeah, you will be. You'll be fine.
All right, Mom, I'm going to go. Love you.
Okay. I love you,
all
too.
Right.
Fortunately, it is revived.
Hi, baby.
In the form of a beautiful, fluffy, white-looking wolf dog named Levi.
That's a microphone.
Who, for better or for worse, is a man of very few words. But after 3 weeks of having the same conversation.
Do you sleep well?
I cave. I walk back into dating app land and I take a deep breath.
So, are you going to send me a picture of this guy?
So I did send you a photo. Thank you very
much. I'm home now.
Well, good. Now you can get the photo.
Excellent. I'm excited to see what he looks like. Okie dokie, kiddo. I got to go to bed. It's later here than it is there.
All right. Well, I love you. And
I love you, too.
I'm happy you're my mom.
I love my mom. And I need her encouragement because if profiles could talk, they would sound like this.
Are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over.
Nope.
Do you believe it? Love at first sight? Or should I walk by again?
Nope.
Ooh, baby. Are you a pandemic? Because I want to lock you down.
I guess you got to start somewhere. It's Sunday. I'm drinking my coffee. And not wearing any makeup or deodorant. Maybe that's you all the time, but to me, this is Sunday. And I'm really leaning into this new way of going out. We get on the phone.
I know, I hear it opens
I feel like
up
you're
your
making
heart.
Really good
It does, yeah. It does? I've never, a friend of mine just told me that recently. And, so I was
and this is the beginning of what I never saw coming.
No pressure, no pressure.
I'm Eric Galindo, and this is Wild.
A show about what it's like to grow up during the pandemic. Season one, home forever.
Now let's come together.
You didn't have any chocolate?
No.
Man.
Oh, no.
Points deducted.
To be honest, I was so concerned whether or not my voice
okay.
I actually wasn't even blocking. Like, I'm
okay.
I was having to pay
Come on now, let's come together.
Then what happened?
Like,
walk me through these stages of accelerated romance in the pandemic.
So you're on the phone with people and you're asking them about their life in a way that is of concern.
So where do you work?
So I'm in HR.
Are you working with people who come through the door?
Yeah.
Do you have roommates?
I don't.
Do you hang out with a lot of people?
I don't hang out with too many people.
Do you guys wear masks when you guys hang out?
Is that awkward?
Yeah. Especially in the beginning of the pandemic, right? You're like,
are you guys getting tested regularly for COVID?
So they're not actually enforcing testing a lot right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
You're interrogating their life and how they live.
And are they interrogating you too?
That's a good question.
Tell me about you. Like, what's going on with you? What's Hazard A been?
It's been good. Yeah, I'm not.
So no. Maybe not. No.
These guys are like, girl wants to talk to me, I'm going to talk to her.
Right. And I'm trying to figure out how much of my life I'm willing to risk to go on a date.
Let's come together.
States are reporting coronavirus cases on the rise. The U.S. is setting and breaking new records each and every day.
And with outbreaks surging, many states are weighing the public health guidelines.
I'm going to meet James for the first time in real life.
So I arrive at this parking lot 20 minutes early. And I'm not nervous.
I'm going to have a little snack beforehand.
I'd start to ease my nerves with a little comfort.
Man, this snack is good.
And mantras.
No expectations, no expectations, no expectations.
And I start playing a game that I make up.
That's not him.
To pass the time.
Nope, not him.
2 minutes later.
Nope, not him.
5 minutes later.
What about an Audi? That is him.
What's up? Hello. You made it. I was like, when our elbows touch, the spark I'm expecting isn't there.
Well, we can do a few things.
As we start walking up the hill, it's pretty clear that we're both out of shape.
What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun?
Yeah.
Do you, like, go to parks usually, or?
Is that where you're from? You're from Minneapolis?
No, I'm from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Do you know anything about Ohio?
Yeah, a little bit about Ohio. I actually, I had an ex who was from Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, I hate when people bring up exes. On the first date, I'm like, what am I supposed to say to that?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went well, yeah.
Ohio people are nice people.
Yeah, I feel like Ohio people are nice people, yeah.
Finally, the incline stops.
What?
How have I never seen this view before?
I don't know.
This is a great view.
Look at that. A whole new world.
And it's funny because I'm always trying. Yes, love it.
As we turn and walk back down the hill, we're not going against gravity anymore. Something between us changes.
And even like when I take notes.
What kind of poetry did you write?
I used to write raps.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I always envision that the person who's my person will be my best friend too.
Yeah. Wait, tell me about these raps.
I haven't committed to that.
James and I, when we laugh, there's a hint of that between us. There's that easiness, that you speak my same language-ness, that feeling that we've known each other from before this moment.
Oh, that's so interesting.
For some reason, I
really want my mom to have a boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, so my parents were together.
Karaoke?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Hey. Karaoke. I'm like, yo, who wants to karaoke?
How am I gone my entire life without hearing that term?
When we reach the bottom of the hill, we put a blanket on the ground, lay down, and whisper into each other's ears.
Are you a hand holder?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about when you go to the grocery store?
Oh.
Do you hold people's hands in the grocery store?
Yeah, everybody's.
You guys both know what's going to happen, right?
Well, you don't, actually. One person has to cross the threshold.
But did you feel going into that like you were ready for that? Or did something happen on that date that made you feel ready?
Yeah. So the thing that happened on this date is, you know, the mood shifts and the sun sets. My tone changes.
So what'd you write about this morning?
Oh, you want to know what I wrote about this morning?
The world around us is a little fuzzier. Most of it is out of focus.
Well, that is usually a secret.
I like listening to people's secrets.
Yeah, all right. Well, I like you, so I'll let you in on my secrets. Here, give me this. Let's,
I took my shoes off. And he starts massaging my feet.
Oh.
I know.
Did you feel that?
I did feel
that.
Oh,
that was a good one.
You know, no one's really rubbed my feet like this before.
Really?
Yeah.
And, I used to be a dancer, so I have some really nasty feet. like for real, like callous, like nasty. Like, I don't even like to touch my own feet. And I was like, Wow.
I mean, pandemic or no pandemic, that's a fucking bold move.
Is it? Wait, walk me through. Why is that such a bold move?
It's not a bass, but it's like... You're like trying to steal a bass, you know? You're in between the basses running.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
When he puts my foot down, I take off my mask. I inch my face closer.
Can I thank you in a different way?
I ignore the CDC, break all my rules. And I pop my own bubble. Well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Bass was stolen.
Yeah, that's badass. Like, it almost feels very romantic to me to be like, if we do this, like, we're trusting each other with our lives.
And it's scary because this person is still a stranger from a dating app. You know? Like, I don't know any of your people. You don't know any of my people.
Right.
Like, my family is 3,000 miles away from me. If I get sick, I don't know what would happen. And I don't know who would be there for me.
Yeah, that's fucking scary.
Now there's nothing I can do besides lean into it.
I'd really like to see you again. And
I start saying things that I would never say to a man after a first kiss.
It doesn't make sense for us to really date other people, right? Or see other people or kiss other people, you know? You know what I mean? Because COVID and...
Everything escalates. Yeah. In minutes, and all of a sudden we're in an exclusive relationship. We are each other's person. He's the person who does the dishes after I make us dinner, who dances with me to Daniel Caesar in the kitchen, who moves me to the inside of the sidewalk away from the street. I fucking love that. He's the man who watches Love is Blind on Netflix so we can talk about it later, who workshops my days when they're bad and showers me with appreciation when they're not. I fall asleep in his arms and I wake up in them too. Because we're in a bubble within a bubble, 3 weeks between us feels like 3 months.
I want to know, how high did you get in this relationship? Like, what was the absolute peak of, like, this is my person. I found the guy for me. Did that ever happen?
Yeah.
Well, describe that to me.
There was this one moment.
How strained are hospitals in this country, really? We've heard about coronavirus hotspots, first New York, then Houston, some other places. Now, as new cases surge in almost every state.
The moment where I was like, wow, I could really be with this person is when we were on the beach and...
So...
All right.
I love cards. I don't know if you know this about me.
I do know this about you.
We're playing cards, and we're having so much fun.
Oh, it's not because I'm special?
I mean, you are right.
All right. Okay, cool. All right, I'll take it. All right.
And I was like, wow, when the routine becomes routine and when things get tiring, like, if we can play cards and have a great time, I could play cards with you for the rest of my life.
Your turn.
Oh, okay.
That's beautiful. And how long did you sit in that idea?
I sat in it for a while. Yeah, months. Months.
So.
Yeah, you know it. You know it.
Yeah, we should bring up the lyrics, though.
Okay, are you there?
Yes.
The moment we got on the phone, we just had, like, instant chemistry. Like, instant.
My gosh, really?
It's like
Thunderdome?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just so attentive.
If we just spoke.
Oh.
Would you reference soap and pot of me?
He's like, we should just be together now. He's like, let's just one and done it, you know?
He was like, so. Gosh.
I know. I feel that he likes me and how much we value each other.
If you like him, Megan, and you've gone through all kinds of situations.
I mean, I agree, but I'm biased. Yeah,
yeah. Right?
Oh!
He's just so genuine.
Like we meant it. Would you reference this open part of me? The minute I know the time we spent in. Came correcting my anatomy.
While we'll return after this commercial break.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Now back to the show.
So the thing about dating someone when the world is shut down is I don't actually know who James is outside of our bubble. I never see if he looks at another woman at a restaurant or if he orders too many drinks with his friends. I don't meet his group of friends. He doesn't meet mine. I only know who he is when he's with me. And I find myself negotiating whether or not that matters.
California Governor Gavin Newsom embraced that while also warning that the nation's most populous state is struggling with the virus's deadliest wave yet. Light at
the end of the tunnel. Until Christmas time. December. 2020. This is after we spend this romantic vacation up in the mountains for his birthday, after Thanksgiving with his family. He gets a call in the middle of the night. It goes to voicemail. It's from a woman. He calls her back. Half asleep, he yells into the phone. She's drunk and rude. I'm asleep. At first, I'm confused. And then I'm irritated. And then I'm upset. When he hangs up, he tells me, it's just a friend. And I start to question who he is, if he has friends like this. Ding dong, ding dong. Society is slowly starting to seep into our relationship, and I'm starting to see someone I've never met before.
It is a hazardous time to be living in California or Arizona. We are ending 2020 with coronavirus cases surging in almost all of this country, and even in that context, those two states have the highest infection rates. In a moment, we meet a traveling nurse whose job...
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how are you feeling?
I'm tired. January 2nd, yeah. I test positive for COVID. And it's a silent delivery.
I just can't.
There's no doctor, no nurse, no compassion on the other end of an email. The virus that I've dodged and read about for the past year is now nesting inside of me, and there's nothing I can really do except reach for comfort.
You got it. Eat.
Yeah. Are you gonna come over?
James is positive too, but we're not feeling the same feelings. His body isn't burning like mine. He's not tired like I'm tired. He doesn't have aches or shortness of breath, and he doesn't feel the distance between him and his family like I feel the distance between mine. My mother is 3,000 miles away from me.
Hello? Is it getting worse?
Are you gonna come over?
On day 2, my temperature reaches 102, and I have to mother myself.
I made sure before I go to bed that I have a thermometer.
I tuck myself in at night and I make up a song.
It's okay.
And sing myself to sleep.
You're gonna be okay. It's okay. You're gonna be okay. It's okay. You're gonna be okay. It's okay.
The scariest thing isn't the fever or the chills or the shortness of breath. It's all of the different endings that come with COVID. And I don't know what mine is going to be. And neither does he. But at least we can be together. We can hold each other as the endings unfold. But he doesn't come over.
It's okay. You're going to be okay.
Every night when we're apart, I fall into my own routine.
You're gonna be okay.
As the dogs around my neighborhood sing into the night, I wonder if they're also mourning a love that may never love them back in the way that they need.
Do you think he thought you gave him COVID? I'm just trying to figure out, like, what happened to him for him to be so, all of a sudden, small.
I don't know. I put aside my anger and was just like, let's keep moving.
Okay, developing a COVID-19 vaccine was in and of itself a huge accomplishment, but it's an entirely separate challenge to get the vaccine into people.
I start to feel better, and I go over to his house.
Hi.
You all right?
And we watch When Harry Met Sally, which is one of my favorite rom-coms. He's never seen it before.
I'm sorry to call you so late.
It's all right.
And we get to the scene when Sally calls up Harry on the phone. She's bawling her eyes out. He rushes over to her apartment and they're lying on her bed. and he's stroking her hair and giving her tissues and consoling her.
I'm difficult.
You're challenging.
I'm too structured. I'm completely closed off.
But in a good way.
No, no, no. I drove him away.
And I look James in the eye and I say, you see that? That's what I need.
Come here. Come here. It's going to be okay. You'll see.
What does he say?
He hugs me harder. You know? And he's like, I get it. Absolutely.
I'll make some tea.
Eric, could you just hold me a little longer?
Oh, sure. Oh.
And I want to believe him, but it's hard because there's something that happened at the beginning of the relationship that I haven't told you. You remember when we kissed for the first time?
Can I thank you in a different way?
Shortly after that, he spends the night. We go to sleep, and I wake up to him doing things to me that I don't want. And I'm confused. Because a part of me doesn't want to admit that he's doing these things to me. And I don't know if he knows how his actions are impacting me.
If you're still struggling with consent, just imagine instead of initiating sex, you're making them a cup of tea.
So I talked to my therapist about what happened that night. And she sends me this video I've never seen before.
If you say, hey, would you like a cup of tea? And they're like, you know, I'm not really sure.
It's a black and white cartoon. Or not. Stick figures, no genders. And it's kind of cute. And it's easy to see when the stick figure is super happy because it has this giant smile. It's also easy to see what not to do because there's an X around people that's red.
And if they don't drink it, then... And this is the important bit. Don't make them drink it. Just because you made it doesn't mean you're entitled to watch them drink it.
So I send the video to James. No, thank you. Then don't make them tea. And we get on the phone and talk. I tell him I need some space. He tells me he understands. Trust is rebuilt between us. We figure out a new way to communicate our desires. And we push forward. We go to the beach. We play cards. We say, I love you.
And if they're unconscious, don't make them tea. Unconscious people don't want tea, and they can't answer the question, do you want tea?
Because I'm difficult.
You're challenging.
I'm too structured. I'm completely closed off.
But in a good way.
That was 8 months ago. And as we're watching When Harry Met Sally... I really want him to be my Harry.
Oh, come here. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine. You'll see.
But it's clear that he's not. Because what happened 8 months ago happens again.
Could you just hold me a little longer?
Go make them tea.
Sure.
Unconscious people don't want tea, and they can't answer the question, do you want tea? Because they're unconscious.
You should just put the tea down, make sure the unconscious person is safe, and this is the important part again, don't make them drink the tea.
I'm sorry.
It happens more than it doesn't. Yeah. Oh.
Okay, the coronavirus death toll in the United States stands at more than 400,000 now, and the virus has killed more than 100,000 of those people.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm good. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Remember you asked me what is someone like when they're angry? Mm-hmm. You know, or sad or whatever, and I had actually never experienced, so I didn't know how he was going to react, to be honest.
Something that I know you love. It's a pork bun.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
It was like he knew it was coming, and he just wanted to get to it.
So, what do you want to talk about?
And then once we got to it,
you know, I know that there's been a lot of distance between us, and
it was just like he just shut down. It felt a little transactional. Which is understandable, like everyone copes in different ways.
You know, you can see clearly.
It's just hard because I really love him and I really care for him. I'm just sad.
Megan, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to tell yourself it'll be okay, and you have a strong sense of self and determination, and you just have to determine that there is somebody who fully treasures you.
Yeah.
President Joe Biden has dreams of late summer. I mean, don't we all? But that is specifically when he's hoping nearly every American will be vaccinated against COVID-19. Change and
love. Do you feel like it changed you?
So many people use your name in vain. Love.
Absolutely. The first thing you go to is, I will never find love. You sink to like this fact in your life that you created. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I wrote down the opposite. I was like, Megan, you will absolutely find the love of your life. Because I thought to myself, if I walked around with the heart of a person who didn't think that they were going to find love, then even when love came into my life, I wouldn't be able to see it.
Right.
And then the second thing was, you know, I'm Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go and chant, which is what I do, and basically ask myself, who are these men that I attract? You know, I attract men who are really gregarious, but are deeply insecure on the inside. And I was like, oh my God, that's me. I was like, oh my God, that's me. Like, I'm super gregarious and outgoing and like deeply insecure on the inside about who I am. And every single morning, you know, do my morning routine, I fill my life and my heart with that phrase of like, I fucking know who I am. The person I attract next will be secure with themselves because I'm going to be secure with myself first. And they will hopefully be a reflection of me. So, with that said, I recently got on another dating app.
I had a Match.com profile once.
Did you?
Yeah, I made it in the middle of a fight with the ex. Just like went asleep in the other room and created a Match.com profile. But I never used it. It was just I created it and I never used it. This episode of Wild was written, directed, and produced by Megan Tan with a little help from me, Eric Galindo. It was sound designed by Megan Tan. It was mixed and engineered by Eduardo Perez. It stars Dwarka Pazvelli as James, with Gab Chabran and Drake Witham as our cringy pickup artists. Also, special thanks to Susan Tan and the BPs. Megan Tan is our senior producer. Our producers are Victoria Alejandro and Lushik Waba. Marina Pena is our associate producer and fact checker. Shaka Mali is an associate producer at large and our announcer. Eric Galindo, this fool right here, is our host and editor. Jessica Pilot is our talent producer. Our executive producers are Antonia Serigido and Leo G. Shout out to Marisa Klug Morataya for shooting our album art and Steve Rosa for the assist. The theme song is I Got Everything by Ms. 007. Our website, LASstudios.com, is designed by Andy Cheatwood and the digital team, and by our marketing team, who also created our branding. Wild is a production of LAS Studios. Special thanks to the team over there, including Taylor Kaufman, Kristen Hayford, Day Kim, Kristen Muller, and Leo G. This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. Woo! I nailed it, I think. This is Eric G. I'll catch you next time.
LAS Studios. The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.